And I'm David Green in Philadelphia. They are picking up all of those balloons at the Wells Fargo Center, a few miles from where we are here near the Liberty Bell. My colleague Don Gagne is in the studio with me. And Don, I guess it's from here on, it's game on time for this election.
Absolutely. And last week, Republicans got a small bump, a medium-sized bump in the polls from their convention. We'll see if that happens for the Democrats. But we do see now that they have set a template, the Clinton campaign, for how to go forward, try to take the high ground, but also tear into Donald Trump.
All right. Well, Trump, speaking of him, had a little advice for his supporters. Our colleague Sarah McCammon is traveling with him.
As Donald Trump took the stage in Cedar Rapids, Iowa last night, he reminded the crowd of supporters that Democrats were also gathering in another city.
Thank you. You know, they have a little thing going on right now in Philadelphia, but I want to be right here. Look at what we have. Look.
Trump's campaign had sent out an email earlier in the day telling supporters not to watch Clinton's acceptance speech unless, as they put it, they wanted to be lied to. But Trump suggested he would watch.
I'll go home, I guess, and watch. I guess. Are we going to watch tonight? I don't know.
Lock her up, the crowd was shouting. It's become a frequent chant at Trump rallies directed toward Clinton.
So let's do this. On November 8th, let's just win. That's the best.
Trump accused Clinton and President Obama of painting an overly rosy picture of the state of the country. He said they should instead be focusing on terrorism, crime, and problems in the economy. Citing recent deadly attacks in Europe and the United States, he promised to stop groups like ISIS.
They have to be stopped very, very strongly and very viciously if we have to.
Trump said ISIS is playing by different rules and suggested the U.S. should be too. Again, criticizing President Obama's rejection of torture, Trump said, bring on the waterboarding.
So they asked me about it. I say, no problem. No problem. You have to do it.
As Democrats wrapped up their convention, Trump also took a swipe at Clinton's former rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who has spent much of the week urging his supporters to back the Democratic nominee.
He made a deal with the devil. He got nothing for making the deal.
Trump has spent much of the last few days mocking Sanders for endorsing Clinton, while also asking disaffected Sanders voters to back him in November. With the general election in mind, the Republican nominee is rounding out the week with two stops in another swing state, Colorado.
All right, that is Sarah McCammon reporting there. And as she said, Trump trying to draw in Bernie Sanders supporters.